A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. The Pharisees went out and began to plot against him, discussing how to destroy him. Jesus knew this and withdrew from the district. Many followed him, and he cured them all, but warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, the favorite of my soul. I will endow him with my spirit, and he will proclaim the true faith to the nations. He will not brawl or shout, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. He will not break the crushed reed, nor put out the smoldering wick, till he has led the truth to victory. In his name, the nations will put their hope. The Gospel of Jesus Christ. This week, we have been watching the amazing events in Sydney at the World Youth Day. It is amazing because in this part of the world, I live in New Zealand, major media attention is seldom on spiritual matters. And if the media mention the Catholic Church at all, it's usually bad news. But to see the thousands of young people reveling in their Christian faith is just great. A well-known theologian has been critical of the whole show, especially the role of the Vatican and the church institution. It is, he says, irrelevant, a distraction from the really big issues that ought to be occupying the attention of the church. He was thinking, I suppose, about such things as the debates about who can be a priest, about relationships with other religions, about child abuse scandals, about the slow progress on many things proclaimed at the Second Vatican Council. Well, we might think it's a bit curmudgeonly of that respected gentleman to speak so negatively about such a joyous occasion. Who will forget the young woman so animatedly chatting to the Pope? Or the sheer exuberance of a huge crowd of young people hyped up not on alcohol or drugs, but on belonging to a faith-filled community? But I think that our theologian did have a point. It really boils down to a basic question. Where do you find God? Many people look to find God in church on Sunday. Some find God in the quietness of meditation. Then there are those special occasions, such as World Youth Day, or Santa Cruz Ann in the Philippines, when the presence of God comes to us in an overwhelming way through our joyful connection with other people, all seeking God's touch on our lives. But sometimes it just doesn't work that way. In the passage just prior to today's gospel reading, Jesus has been to the synagogue, where a man with a disability has also gone to seek God. And what did he find? He found Pharisees with little interest in helping or supporting the disabled man, but who merely wanted to use him to trap Jesus. Trickery, malice, conspiracy, manipulation. And Jesus answers these with a challenge to the Pharisees and with healing to the disabled man. Challenge and healing. Sounds a bit more like God's actions in human life, don't you think? And there's no big fuss, no great liturgical climax, no solemn procession, just break down the dishonesty of the Pharisees, and then stretch out your hand, and wholeness comes. And in the reading today, Jesus makes no big deal of the threat that the Pharisees pose to him. He simply goes away, out of town. Followed, of course, by heaps of people, not the Pharisees, not the town leaders, but the simple people who realize that this guy was not into blowing his own trumpet or using people as evidence of his own powers or exercising control over them. He cured them all, we read. Wow, that's some claim. But even more impressive, he warned them not to make him known. The gospel quite rightly compares Jesus to the servant in Isaiah, who does not make a loud noise or limit and obstruct those around him, but whose task is simply to lead the truth to victory. It's exciting when we are able to be aware of the presence of God in a special way, at Mass or in prayer or at a big festival. But God is found not only in those places. God is found in everyday things, often in the unexpected, the most worldly things. Today is my wife's birthday, and I feel a very special love for her today, which I realize is a touch of God on our marriage and our love for each other. Sometimes God is even found in the unpleasant bits of life, in a death that brings a family together, or the escalating price of oil that may drive us to become closer together as a community. God is in the tangle and the mess of life.